Hey Nathan, it's me, Jamal. Just trying to figure this out because I've been trying to do this like 5 times and different distractions came up. Anyways, I am a graphic designer. I'm actually going back to school for another degree in graphic design, and I was thinking your system of tiering is this basically the same that what I was thinking of it of as levels in Photoshop or Illustrator or something like that. And then within those, you can still, it would look like a burger or sandwich made up of your circle diagrams. So the bottom tier would be race, and there would be four, just say before this, I wrote down four tiers, or levels of this system. But I think that maybe there should be five, including proficiencies. So level one is race. Level two is class. Level three is feats. And then level four is background. I'm not quite sure if you want to put background in between race and class. It doesn't really matter because backgrounds, I just wrote no restrictions, and races, I wrote no restrictions, although races would, the only restriction there would be you only have two parents, so why not just pick two races, any two races? You can be a high elf, orc, because that, I mean, in somewhere in D&D, that would have to happen at some point, or even a dwarf elf, you know, because those two don't really go together too much. Anyways, going past, backgrounds also would probably have no restrictions, just because you can have that, let's see, backgrounds. You can have that charlatan criminal folk hero, or entertainer acolyte hermit. That kind of thing. Anyways, going past that, that's easy. Going to the a little bit more complex, I don't know how you want to structure it, but classes, feats, and for the most part, I would think proficiencies would probably be a really good tier or a level of a circle diagram to have. Because proficiencies would also have that system of give and take. So but it would have to be up to the DM and the player to figure that out. And on the DM side, I was saying before to maybe say give the player that you're trying to work with a list of, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 of proficiencies to have, because you don't want everyone having all proficiencies at all the time. So you'd have to run some kind of system that if you don't use the proficiency in heavy armor, then you can't use heavy armor after a time. Just say out loud in the game, just say, hey, you haven't used your heavy armor proficiency in a while. Your heavy armor is feeling very heavy. You can't wear that anymore. And then they have to go to a town or somewhere to train in that proficiency again to have that armor on them. You know, like, oh, you've been wearing leather armor. You still have your heavy armor, but you're going to run out in, you know, an hour or two, or, you know, how long you want to work that system. Anyways, moving on. So I went through race. I'm thinking in my head the class circle diagram that you described. On the inside of the border, you would have, you know, a warlock, paladin, wizard, monk, all the classes, the names of them, just so they know what all these class features are coming from. And then inside would be the kind of fishbowl system that I was talking about, where you would have all the systems. So let's say the spell slot system with wizards, and then the subclass or the class features of the schools of wizardry, like abjuration, and vocation, all those things. Anyways, you would just have the, you know, let's say like a little bubble that says wizard system, berserker system barbarian system with the berserker system and the tribal, primal tribal path or whatever, as a boon to you if you choose that class enough. Like if you stick with that class from level 1 to like level 7 or something like that, however you want to do the secondary schools or barbarian secondary kind of class features thing, however you want to structure that, you can stick with the D&D system really with that in mind. So like I was thinking at level 1 you start with one class, right? So just choosing your example that you made last night, paladin, and then level 3 or 4 you get two slots, so you would be paladin druid, and then level 5 or 7 you would have three slots, so paladin druid fighter. However you want to play that out, it's up to the player. And then the next tier up would be feats. So I just wrote down some sample ones, and I saw in the book that there are a lot of feats that have bullet points. So if you choose a feat and you stick with that feat level to level, like you like that feat so much, you just keep it in your. I was thinking item slots, like in gear slots in standard MMO fashion, just like classes, like at level 1, maybe you'd have one or two slots for your feats. So you would have healer and martial adept. And then at level 3 or 4, however you want to structure that system, you'd have three slots, or, you know, two or three slots. And then you can have healer, savage attacker, and grappler, just in case you want to switch. But like I said, at level 1 you already had healer, and then at level 3 or 4 you still have healer, so you get the next bullet point in that feat. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so that's about it. I think that maybe you should put another feature in there. The next tier up from feats was backgrounds. So you don't need to really put any restrictions with backgrounds, because you can be an acolyte, outlander, hermit. So let's say it's a little bit laborious, but not laborious. Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. It's actually free. It's just a lot of writing in your character. I mean, in the long run, thinking about it now, all the characters would be more rich and more robust in your gameplay. It just would be a lot on the DM side to remember, like, oh, I forgot, he's an acolyte, hermit, soldier, you know, or whatever combination they have. And you don't need to be any restriction there. I mean, realistically, you can be all those backgrounds at once if it's an elf and they've been living for, you know, 100 plus years. So that would be viable in the game. Anyways, I'm thinking my last bullet point for you is that maybe you would like to put another layer on that tier or leveling level system for proficiencies. So it would be the same. It would be the same as classes and feats. So if you don't use it, then you lose it, right? And you can swap them in and out, but you then you would lose that outright, right? So if you say, oh, I don't like proficiencies in heavy armor, I don't need it anymore. So you lose that outright. If the characters say it says it, then you lose it outright. If not, then you'd have to set up some kind of system where in time you lose that. So like if you haven't used heavy armor in a while, you're gonna lose it. Anyways, I'm running out on time. That was my system. We can elaborate when we talk on Thursday.